Hi, everybody. Once again, today is the 22nd of March. This is Jordan. This is our weekly team meeting where we go over training strategy announcements and promotions. We've got about, I don't know, somewhere around 2,000 people on the call with us tonight from all over North America, including Canada and Australia, and we even have a few people on with us from Singapore tonight. So welcome. The first thing I want to do is thank all of you. I want to thank you for thinking of me on my birthday. And my birthday was on March 9th, and I've been opening about 100 cards per day since then. I've been taking them on my flights with me, taking them when I have coffee in the morning, and I still have about 100 to go. And quite frankly, it doesn't get much more fun than that. Everyone deserves this. And when Cody says you get back what you send out tenfold, he wasn't kidding. And you all helped to make my birthday one of the best ones ever. So thank you. If you sent me a card, I just want to tell you I appreciate that. I really enjoyed reading all of them, and I'll enjoy I've got quite a few here more to open, so I'm looking forward to that. If you remember from last week, we announced a contest, a survey drawing, and last week I asked you to share the new online video presentation with three people over the past week and get feedback from those people, and all your feedback is being forwarded to Cody Bateman. Megan's actually summarizing a lot of it and putting it all together. She got feedback from over 100 people, and we got some amazing comments and results as a result of the contest because, of course, we were having people watch the video, and we got quite a few emails of people that actually signed up distributors and customers as a result of the survey. So we had 106 people show the video to at least three people each and provide feedback, and each person had to be, one, 18 years of age or older, and two, not currently part of the Send Out Cards opportunity. So I'm going to name the winner now, and I'm hoping that she's listening. We do need your address if you're listening, but I want to congratulate Leslie Menninger because she wins $500, and we're going to get a check out to Leslie right away from my bank account. And so, Leslie, if you want to get a hold of Megan, shoot her an email and let her know your mailing address, and we'll get that sent off to you right away. And if Leslie's not listening tonight, if anyone knows Leslie and would like to let her know that she's a winner, that would be great. It's also going to go out in an email tonight. Want to recognize some people, promotions, and accomplishments. Richard Schuford now has 1,000 distributors in his organization. Way to go, Richard. Bart Ratliff has 1,100 distributors. My good friend Judy O'Higgins. Now, before I tell you how many distributors she has, she sent me an email about a week ago. And after the email, it said, P.S., this is what she said in the email, I'm 26 away from 5,000. And then she says, remember when you left the voicemail congratulating me for hitting 1,000? I still have it. You said one day I would hit 5,000 and beyond, and the day is almost here. And as of today, Judy called me this morning to tell me that she hit 5,000 distributors today. So let's congratulate Judy. That's a huge milestone, and the day is here. And also, my good friend from Los Angeles, California, Janalia Rangifo, she now has 10,000 distributors in her organization. So congratulations to you, Jana. That's awesome. We also have some people that have been promoted. We've got some new managers, Mr. Denny McGuire. Biz Builders is the new manager, Alan Greathead, Dale Lips. Sherry and Carl, not near us, are brand new managers. Jim and Debbie Lynch and Jenny Perdriau, it looks like, P-E-R-D-R-I-A-U. And then we've got a brand new senior manager. Again, these are just the ones that have let me know. We actually are promoting around 10 new senior managers a week right now, but I've only got one here because I don't have the list from corporate. I'm just getting them from you. So when you get promoted, make sure and email Megan so I can announce you on the webcast each week. Rick Poole is a brand new senior manager, and then we've got three brand new Rolodex Award winners, Daryl Johnson, Bonnie Van Voot. Hey, Bonnie, congratulations. She's done 100 gift account walkthroughs, and Steve Bratley. And if you don't know how to get a Rolodex Award winner pin, that's all you do is do 100 gift account walkthroughs. Walk 100 people through sending a card on the account. And there's a, if you go to the Cool Buzz website, there's instructions on how to see if you've actually done that, because there's a way to look in your back office to see. I want to announce a few events before we get into some of the content of the call tonight. The first event, I know we've got quite a large number of people listening in from Phoenix, and I want to talk about this. I'm going to be at this event. There's two. On the 30th of March, we're having two events, and they're only about an hour and a half each. I'll be at both of them in the same day on the 30th. You can learn how to use the Phoenix Business Journal to meet and connect with influential people. And I got to tell you something, it's $15. It will be one of the most valuable trainings that you'll go through all year. I went through this training twice, actually, within the past 4 years, and I found it to be hugely helpful. It's the most incredible resource when you know how to use it. And so I really recommend that you get it out to your team and bring some of your team members. They'll be very appreciative that you brought them. You'll learn a lot about how to network at this event, huge lessons about how to network and how to use the resources that are available in the community, not just, and if any of you are within driving distance out of state, it'd even be worth coming. I highly recommend it. It's live, it's in person, it's not a webinar, and it'll be the best $15 you'll spend this year, in my opinion. So if you plan on attending, you can register right away. I would register right away by going to www.socevent.eventbrite.com. I'll send the link out tonight. It's SOC for Send Out Cards event.eventbrite, and Brite is Brite.com. I'll be in Canton, Ohio on April 8th. It's an evening presentation and training. Guests are encouraged. I'll send a link about that. Mark your calendar. I'll be in Fort Wayne, Indiana for a luncheon presentation and training, and guests are encouraged. You'll be contacting Paul Southfield from Fort Wayne. He's on with us tonight. He's a senior manager. I'll send his contact information if you'd like to get tickets or information for that. There's a San Diego Treat'em Ride on April 24th. I'm looking forward to joining Cody and some of our top people at that event. We'll have that's going to be a huge event. It'll be one of our largest Treat'em Rides ever. You can check the schedule of events on your main menu. I'll be in Denver, Colorado for a Super Saturday on May 8th, and the website for that, it's the same for all the Super Saturdays, www.socsupersaturdays.com. Brisbane, Australia is holding Super Saturday. That's Jason Murray on May 15th. Just mark your calendar. The link will come up shortly on that. And so those are just some of the events coming up. I recommend staying, click on your, schedule of events on your main menu and then go to the SOC Super Saturdays to see what's coming in your area. So I want to start off with a few emails from the field that I just found to be interesting. I learned so much from the emails that I get on a daily basis. I wish I could share everything with you. It's really what makes this all worthwhile is the feedback that you get from people. We're doing good in the world by sending these cards out. And I do want to just share one from Jasa Collins in Atlanta. I'm sure she's listening in tonight. She says, Jordan, I can't believe that you were once a kid who was picked last. I'm having a great week. I signed up an entrepreneur. Lately, everyone that has wanted to join has been customers, $298 customers. I'm amazed at the fact that I actually had a check for over $585 but did not have one Eagles challenge point and not one entrepreneur. So shocked at how this company pays so well for customers. To put this in perspective, when I was doing, and she mentions as the name of her last company, she was one of the top people in her last company. She's brand new with us, but she puts, when I was doing ... when I personally sponsored an energy customer with that company, they would pay me 50 cents for each customer that I personally brought in. Even if that customer paid $900 a month for their energy bill, I would only get 50 cents. I personally sponsor one $99 customer in send out cards, and I immediately get a check for $95 in my senior manager code. Wow. I'm still in shock over the compensation plan. I still think it's hard for people to understand how lucrative this compensation plan is. Thanks for the gift. And I totally agree with you. When people really start to understand the multidimensional dynamics of our comp plan, Jasa, there's nothing like it out there. It is actually one of the most powerful compensation plans in the entire network marketing profession. So thanks for that email. I have somewhat of a sombering email from Pat Jordan. Before I actually mention this, I'm going to mention two things tonight. I got a call from Cody today, and Emerald, many of you know Emerald from corporate. Emerald is really having a tough time. She lost her brother today. And so if you know Emerald, she works in customer service. If you've called customer service, it's very possible that you've talked to her. She's just a sweetheart, and she's having a really tough day. And so, send a card to Emerald in corporate, and I know she'll really appreciate that. The next email is from Pat Jordan. Pat is personally sponsored. He's a friend, and this is somewhat of a sombering email with somewhat of a happy ending. On August 1st, 2009, Pat's brother, Marty, who's 44 years old, was in Lake Michigan with his son, one of his nephews and three of his nieces when a rip current swept them out into deep waters in South Haven, Michigan. And Marty was able to save all five young children but lost his own life in the effort. That's Pat's brother. Marty died a hero that day, which is exactly how he lived his life. And he was a social worker for 25 years. He dedicated his life to helping others, particularly abused and neglected children. When someone was struggling, Marty was always the one to organize a fundraiser or a benefit or even a memorial golf outing. A hero can be a person who commits an act of selfless bravery. A hero can be someone who dedicates his career to helping abused and neglected children. A hero can be a great dad and a loving husband. Marty Jordan was all of those at the same time, and that was in the Daily Herald on August 7, 2009. Marty left behind his wife, Maureen, also a social worker who worked with hospice, and his sons, Jack and Liam, and his daughter, Carolyn, who's four. The day he died, Marty and Maureen were going to tell their three children that they had a fourth sibling on the way. Today, St. Patrick's Day, which was the day that I received the email about a week ago, that fourth child was born. Martin Paul Jordan II was born at 7:46 p.m. Chicago time, weighing 8.3 pounds and 19.5 inches long. Mother and son are doing very well. And then Pat is asking for any words of encouragement for Maureen and the kids, and he says that would be greatly appreciated. And her address, I will send Maureen's address out in the email the summary email that I send out tonight. It's also posted on Random Acts of Kindness on the Cool Buzz website. The password for the Cool Buzz is www.thecoolbuzz.com. The next thing I want to talk about is a card that I received from Ricky Kusul, it looks like, and it came to me in a card actually about 2 weeks ago. And Ricky in the card says, you know, my story is that my husband and I have lived aboard our boats for over 30 years. We have three businesses and are retired somewhat. When I was looking for something to do after the kids, I asked for, number one, something I could do online while cruising, number two, something that did not have employees, overhead, or inventory, and number three, something I loved and believed in. I'm hoping to get the cruising community to start using SOC. We sail out of the country a lot to the Bahamas. Any ideas to help me would be great. You know, I love this card because it shows how someone can really build a business around any lifestyle from anywhere. In fact, when I got involved with network marketing and then especially when I saw send-out cards, I thought, you know, I could be in a small cabin in the forest up in the mountains of Colorado. I could be at a little place on the beach, and as long as there's wireless internet, I could be sitting out on my computer at the pool, on the pool deck, or sitting out on the beach in a lawn chair under an umbrella sending cards. And without the headaches of employees, inventory, et cetera, with virtually no limit. In fact, everything's outsourced. The company does everything for us. We just have to go out and build a little team. So they, employees take up space, and so does inventory. And with this kind of business, you just don't have that. And so I loved that card from Ricky for so many reasons, and I really appreciate you sending that to me, Ricky. And absolutely, send-out cards is perfect for doing what you want to do. You can literally be anywhere, and as long as there's a wireless internet connection, that if you have a wireless service, or if you can get Wi-Fi from one of the places that you pull into the dock there, the little clubs and things, they have wireless internet, and you can be there and send your cards out and introduce send-out cards to people that you meet there. What a great opportunity to socialize with people that have like-minded interests in sailing. What a great way of doing the business. So I want to start a new conversation here, a little observation. And I was thinking the other day, why does the iPhone sell millions? I was I was holding my iPhone in my hand and looking at all the little apps and started to just wonder, why does the iPhone sell millions of units? And I'll ask you why you think the iPhone sells millions. What would you say if you were to jot down two or three things about why you think the iPhone sells so many, or why Apple sells so many iPhones, I guess I should say, what would you think? You know, I think it comes down to a few simple things. One, it's easy to show and to talk about. People love it. It has the cool factor. It's somewhat of a show-and-tell type product. And remember, compensation is a result of having lots and lots of users. So the reason that Mac makes so much money is because they have lots and lots of users using their product, and that compensation is simply a result. It's a byproduct of having lots of people using a product that they love and telling others about it. So lots of users come from, in our business, come from distributors and distributors signing up customers. And I built my business not with money as the goal. Money was not my goal, but with sharing our cool program with others and showing them how to use it. It's really quite simple. The result of that, the byproduct of sharing this with lots of people, is income. And your income is a measuring stick as to how many lives you've touched along the way. And I believe that Sendout Cards will be a billion-dollar company for the same reason that the iPhone sells millions. It's cool. It's a show-and-tell type product, and people love using it. When you come to a Treat 'Em Right seminar or you speak with a customer who uses Sendout Cards, you find out very quickly they're passionate about it. They love it. There's nothing else like it. They think it's really cool. Virtually every single customer that uses Sendout Cards thinks it's really cool. And it's a show-and-tell type product. It has all the same components of the iPhone. And people love talking about it. It makes a difference for those people that use it. So how can you use this observation to grow your Sendout Cards business? Remember, if the money is a byproduct, the money is a result of sharing a great service with other people. Now, I want to talk for a few minutes about the executive retreat that we just returned from. We just had, the very best event, and I've been to almost all of them since Sendout Cards started since I started with Sendout Cards five years ago. I've been to almost every event, not all of them, but almost every one of them. And we just had the very best event that Sendout Cards distributors have ever experienced. And the unfortunate thing is that someone had to be an executive to attend the event. So I encourage you to work on getting there. We had over 40 in attendance, and about 30 executives were listening over the simulcast line for executives only. And the experience of sitting around a fire in a mountain Swiss lodge with Sendout Cards' greatest leaders, quite frankly, it's almost surreal. You just had to be there. Now, there will be many firsts in your network marketing career, you know, your first distributor, your first $100, your first $1,000, maybe your first $10,000, maybe your first trip that you take with some of your distributors. Maybe it's your first new car, or maybe it's, there's lots of firsts. There's lots of firsts that you experience in network marketing as you grow. And I experienced a first this past weekend. I got to invite some of my best friends to fly on a luxury private jet that I leased for the weekend. That was the very first time I've ever done that in my life. And Jim and Sherry Packard, Adam Packard, Jeff Packard, the Goldens, and Judy O'Higgins, as well as my business manager Megan, flew back with us as well. And these jets, they launched just like a rocket ship. We were actually sitting up in Heber City, Utah, completely surrounded by snow-capped mountains. And the pilot, you know, accelerated the engines before releasing the brake to the point where the plane was just wanting to take off, but it couldn't because the brakes were on. And then he just released the brakes, and that thing just took off like a rocket ship straight up so that we would clear the mountains ahead of us. So imagine driving right up onto the tarmac and up to your plane, and they grab your bags right from your car and they load them up. They then valet your car, and you just jump on board. And when you're ready to go, you just say, "Let's go." It's pretty cool. No 2-ounce gel and liquid limitations, no taking off all your metal objects, no throwing your computer into a bin, and no lines. Now, 5 years ago, this was just a pipe dream for me. It was hard for me to even imagine. I remember standing out on Venice Beach, looking up at those private jets going overhead, one after the next, and I thought to myself, what if that were me? You know, I expect that we'll be doing much, much more of this. Now, remember, it's not whether you want to fly on a private jet that's important, because I know a few of you are probably thinking, well, I would never want to do that. That's just not me, and that's fine. It's simply a symbol of what's possible. You don't want to limit yourself. It's okay to start small, but make sure you have dreams that inspire you. You want to have a strong reason to wake up each morning and do the work. If this is a stretch for you, I'm going to recommend that you reread Beach Money, because Beach Money, in my opinion, will help you to really kind of formulate your dreams and start at whatever level that you can stretch and still feel comfortable that it's possible. Now, we will be having another executive retreat next year, and I want you to be there. And there are no words that can describe the impact of this event. David Frye's talk on leadership was one of the best that I've ever heard. Seriously, one of the best that I've ever heard on leadership. Announcements were made that only those in attendance were privy to. We did an exercise that helped everyone to see the profound impact that we can have on people. And lots of times we don't even realize the impact we're having on other people. We did an exercise that created a lot of laughter and tons of tears, and it was bonding and fun. So I want you to just get ready for the ride of your life. Now is not the time to wait and see how things will work out. Send out cards is like a rocket ship. And I'm going to share some stats with you here for a minute. According to the Direct Selling Association, this just came out actually last week. The Direct Selling Association, the DSA, they're the organization that kind of oversees the network marketing profession. The top 56 companies' average revenue growth in the fourth quarter was minus 9.1%. Now, keep in mind, the economy took a major hit. A lot of people that were on higher auto ships in the network marketing profession, like most product companies, have auto ships of $150 to $300 a month, and people are dropping off those auto ships like flies. I guess flies don't really drop off, but you know what I'm talking about. And our revenue growth, so the industry, the fourth quarter industry revenues was down 9.1%. Our revenue growth in the fourth quarter was 28%. And this is just an indication of what's to come. And we were rated in terms of the size of our company, we're right about in the middle of the companies that they had stats for. There were 56 companies, and our revenue growth was 28% in the fourth quarter. The entire industry was down 9.1% in the fourth quarter. Now, there are about 10 announcements regarding send-out cards that will be made in the next few months. Some of them are major announcements, and I will share a little secret with you. There's been some equipment being installed in our headquarters for the past 8 months or so that nobody knows about. And you heard one of the announcements on Saturday. You can now click a little icon, the shape of a globe, on your edit page when you're sending a card. You'll see right next to the first name field when you're on your edit page, the same page that has the fonts and the color palette and all that stuff. On that page, there's a little globe. And if you click on that globe, it allows you to type cards in five new languages, Spanish, Portuguese, Italian, French, and German. And this is not a translator. In other words, you can't type in Spanish and it'll come out in English. It's not a translator, and it doesn't mean we're opening in these countries. But what it does mean is you can send a card anywhere in the world that there's a mailbox, and you can now do it in five different languages. And this does open up some huge opportunities for those in the French-speaking provinces of Canada. And there are millions of citizens in Canada, the U.S., and Australia that have relatives in many other countries that speak these five languages. So think about the opportunities in the Spanish market there's Spain and Cuba and all the French-speaking countries and Italian. And it's just like it opens up some really great opportunities. Now, tonight's call was called The Common Thread, and we've only got about 5 or 6 minutes, but I do want to talk about that for a few minutes. When I look at Judy O'Higgins and Jeff Packard, they're both on the call tonight, I would be hard-pressed to find a similarity between the two. Judy's married and is formerly a family counselor from a small town in Arizona. And Jeff is single, young, and spent most of his career working for Tom Hopkins, the world-renowned sales trainer. And Judy has no sales background and married and lives in the mountains. And Jeff lives in Phoenix and is not married and did some sales training. So, and then there's Rob Four. You know, Rob spent much of his career behind a computer. Rob's got thousands of distributors. They all have thousands of distributors in their organization. Rob lives in Reno, Nevada with his family. In fact, when I look at our top income earners, they are all very different from each other. They're very different, but in many ways they're very alike, and there are common threads that make all of them related in a certain way, and I'm going to talk about eight of those things right now, eight things that make all of the top earners in send-out cards, all the people that are growing in the business, very similar. But if you line them up side by side, you'd never know it. You cannot measure the size of someone's heart. You cannot measure the size of someone's heart. So number one, they all have a dream of a better life. That's a common thread that runs through all of them. They all have a dream of a better life. Number two, they all either have a network of people that like and trust them, or They're building a network of people that like and trust them. Number three, they're generous with their time and their money. They're generous with their time and their money. Number four, and their cards, by the way, and their words. Number four, they work consistently to introduce send-out cards with the people they meet, they work consistently to introduce send-out cards to the people they meet. Number five, they really don't care too much about whether someone gets involved or not, but they do want to give everyone a chance to at least see it. So they don't really care too much about whether someone gets involved or not right away, but they do want to give everyone a chance to get involved by seeing send-out cards, by having them send a card and watch our video presentation, our online presentation. Number six, they have a unique ability to reframe problems and challenging situations in a way that empowers them and other people. I'm going to read that one again. They have a unique ability to reframe problems and challenging situations in a way that empowers them and others. So they're inspiring others by reframing challenges. That's a distinction of a great leader as an entrepreneur, and they have that. That's our leaders have that. Number seven, they're into personal development. They read positive books and listen to positive CDs, webinars, etc. on a regular basis. And number eight, this is an important one, they identify more with successful people than with people who struggle. They identify more with successful people than with people who struggle. They can have empathy for those that struggle, but they have the ability to lead those that are struggling by inspiring them to believe in a better future for themselves and for their families. I'm going to say that one again. Number eight, they identify more with successful people than with people who struggle. They can have empathy for those that struggle, but they have the ability to lead those that are struggling by inspiring them to believe in a better future for themselves and their families. And once again, I'm just going to say this again. You cannot measure the size of someone's heart. You cannot tell by looking at somebody whether they're going to be successful or not. You don't know that until they get started and actually start sending cards and introducing send-out cards to new people. So I want to thank you all for being on tonight's webcast. This, again, will be posted on the Cool Buzz website, and you can download it. I'm going to open the call, give you all a chance to say goodnight, and we'll see you on the road. So on the count of three, go ahead and tell me your name and the city you're calling from. One, two, and...
MG.
Cinderella Carter, Cleveland, Ohio.
Ohio.
Jay Lockhart, St. Pete, Florida.
DVD, Massachusetts.